චතුරංග අබේසිංහ නියෝජ්‍ය ඇමතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 12ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Thank you very much. I always get a speech after the opposition leader. So it's quite interesting that our opposition leader since last year has been dreaming about a situation where this country will collapse. So there were various issues that came in the world, like the Trump tax issue, a possible war in Middle East last year, and even through the Ditwa cyclone, there was predictions by opposition that the country will collapse and so many issues will take place and the investors will not come into the country, the factories will close down, people will come onto streets, and I can say that is the dream that he can continue to have. Because what we can say today, last year with all those difficulties, Sri Lanka has achieved a 5% growth, and that 5% growth, even with the Ditwa issue that we had at the end of the year, Sri Lanka has achieved a strong growth trajectory. And now we are moving into a better year. Unfortunately, we have a shock from the global economy. There is no crisis as such. The crisis was what Sri Lanka had in 2022, where we had twin deficits, where we had a trade deficit, where we had a fiscal deficit. Now we have surpassed all. We have a positive balance in the trade. We have a positive balance in the fiscal. So now there is no crisis in Sri Lanka. There is a war that is happening. Because of that war, we have a shock. And that government is quite ready to manage that. It is very unfortunate to see that opposition is trying to reduce the confidence of the investors, create a fear among the entrepreneurs. But I am pretty sure Sri Lankan entrepreneurs and the exporters are very resilient. Even within these few weeks, they have been talking about issues that can impact our country. I am happy to say, even within this war period, that is the last 2 weeks, we don't see any drop in tea exports. Our exporters are resilient. They have figured out various ways of exporting their tea. There is no problem on the auction so far, no reduction in prices, and the exporters are doing well. And on the remittances, there has not been a drop in the remittances. And also, but there is a little bit of an adjustment that we have to go through in the tourism sector. But what I want to emphasize is that with all these issues that's been discussed, country's economy is moving resiliently. And even with this few days of issues of fuel queues and all these limitations we are doing, we are making all the efforts to ensure that the industry is having the required fuel quotas and requirements met to ensure that Sri Lanka, the manufacturing continues. And in terms of the bill that we are presenting today, the amendment to the Port City Act, we need to understand the asset that we have as a port city now has a great opportunity, because there is a level of risk that is being applied to Middle East, and therefore we have a great opportunity to attract investments to port city at this point as well. And I have to tell, last, I think, 6 months ago, opposition started screaming, saying when we reduce the tax benefits, or when we change the tax benefits of the port city, the investments will not come. But I can tell you that it has not been the case. So out of the 245 inquiries, only 13 inquiries have declined the new tax structure, and everybody is moving ahead. And we are happy to say in the port city, the inquiries are now amounting to $4.6 billion. And even with all this cry, there are investors who are looking at Sri Lanka in a very positive way. And from the primary investments, there is about $1.4 billion, and the secondary investments, there is about $600 million that's been attracted to port city. Now, with this amendment, what we are going to do is 5 adjustments. One is adjustment on land allocation, that is for common services, which is required for power generation. Then we are adjusting the maximum height of the buildings. Early it was at 180 meters, now it's been changed to 240 meters. This is again to facilitate investments and without compromising the land or the risk of the area, we are making that adjustments. And although the minimum, also there was a minimum retail space that was required for these investments, but we are reducing it to 5%. Now the investors have the opportunity to decide between retail and other users. This was done looking at analysis of Colombo, where there are so many retail shops, and to see that there is a proper market in the port city area. And there is a slight adjustment in the open spaces, which was a correction that need to be done. And then we are also changing the metrics of the classification of businesses, where culture and health sector will be added as a new category. Now, in terms of these changes, what we are looking at is a positive trajectory towards the port city, and with these changes, we see there will be a better clarity, better investment facilitation in that. At the same time, we are seeing a strength. We are seeing a strong requirement in the BOI inquiries what we are going through. Now, with the new Investment Promotion Act, we have made it extremely clear what kind of investments are promoted in Sri Lanka and each of those categories, what kind of tax holidays that they are getting. So the tax holidays are extended, can extend up to 10 years based on the investments. Now, these things has not been cleared over the past decade. That is why investments did not came through to Sri Lanka. And at the same time, they are going over and over about now talking about a possible power crisis. And there is no such risk for power. We clearly know our base load, base requirement of power is coming through coal. Yes, we can see a tangible reduction on a daily basis on the power generation of coal, but this is a dry season. In this dry season, the compensation comes from fossil fuel. That's true. The thermal will come into play, and there is no risk as such. And unfortunately, the opposition leader was even at the public finance meeting last time on invitation, and the authorities or the officials clearly explained that there is no possible risk of a power cut. And now they are making news using their newspapers that they are aligned to. They are fabricating this information coming through officials and trying to predict, trying to say that there is a power cut predicted. Nobody has predicted a power cut. The Power and Energy Ministry has given a clear requirement to CPC and to what is the fuel requirement, and that fuel requirement is not even 10% of the national requirement. Now, why are you crying about it? And if there's a shortage in coal, we will supply with thermal. The cost will go up, but the continuous supply is what we are driving for. And there is no reason to predict a power cut. And this is what this opposition is doing. They want to ensure that the investors stop their decisions. They want to ensure that the investors are having doubts on their day-to-day activities. But I am happy to say, through EDB, through BOI and Ministry of Industries, we are talking to each and every of these investors and the manufacturers in this country, giving them confidence, working alongside with to come out of this global situation. And whilst we do that, the opposition's duty is to go on to TV or use a mic and create fear among people. And we are clearly seeing even the general public is fully aware of the situation, and they are not buying into these few television channels, and they are clearly saying that we understand there is a problem, and we know government is fighting hard, and we will work with this government to make this through. Now, last year we got a 5% GDP growth, and we are anticipating a 6% plus GDP growth this year. We are anticipating more investment this year. We are anticipating more production this year. And at this time, this is what opposition is doing. And I'm happy to say the January has been extremely, January we have done extremely well than the last year's January. The remittances have increased, and now exports have increased. And this is the trajectory that we are on. And I want to also emphasize now with the the national strategy of conservating our energy. This is not a strategy to stop anything. This is a strategy Thank you very much. This is a strategy that we are trying to preserve our energy and to see how far we can move without getting disrupted. And that strategy, every individual has to support, every industry has to support, and that is how things are going. And I want to clearly mention, all our exporters, you can reach out to BOI, all our FDIs, foreign direct investors who are working here, you can reach out to BOI and EDB. They are all on 24/7, the officers are there to ensure that you run without a disruption. And CPC is supporting us, and Ministry of Industries, yesterday we have got 1,900 requirements from industries to for their fuel requirements. We have analyzed them and we have given the recommendation to Ceylon Petroleum Corporation. Now you would get a quota, you would get a recommendation from which fuel station that you can take your fuel and continue your services. And for the SME sectors, the SMEs can request their requirement from the divisional secretariat. So the circulars will go today, and to ensure the divisional secretariats with the Grama Niladhari support will look at the requirement of the smaller businesses and provide their full requirements. At the same time, the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Fisheries, Ministry of Agriculture and agriculture, they are also supporting all these industries, including Ministry of Tourism. So you have a line ministry, you can reach out to us, and if that is your line ministry, if you are not registered and anything, you can reach out to Ministry of Industries and Entrepreneurship. We are there to support you. Our entire objective now is to have a continuous supply, and we are very confident Energy Ministry with the President will ensure, with the Foreign Ministry, that we have the continuous supply of fuel and ensure that we have a continuous supply of electricity. And these are the two priorities of this country, and I hope the public will understand the situation and disregard the misinformation and the predictions, false predictions that are being made by the opposition continuously. Thank you very much.